Okay, let's unpack this. You hear about robots programming other robots, and your mind immediately goes to something like the Terminator, right? Pure sci-fi stuff.
For the longest time, yeah, absolutely. But look, it's actually happening now. Professor Peter Burke at UC Irvine just showed something pretty groundbreaking.
What's that?
A code-writing robot.
Yeah.
Basically, an AI, a sophisticated generative AI that wrote the entire command and control system for a drone from scratch.
Wow. Okay. So that's our mission for this deep dive then. Let's get into this development, figure out what it really means, and, look at where robotics might be heading. The first thing that jumps out is the speed. I mean, it's just astonishing. This AI built the drone software like 20 times faster than human engineers.
Roughly, yeah. We're talking about 10,000 lines of operational code
Okay.
generated in about 100 hours. So, what, 2.5 weeks?
Compared to maybe 4 months for a human team. But here's the real kicker, the bit that gets really interesting. Zero human code. What does that actually mean here? Is it just faster or is something more fundamental changing?
Right, that's the key. Zero human code means exactly that. The AI handled it all, the coding, the testing, the deployment. It wasn't just assisting humans, it was the architect.
How? How did it work?
Well, they used large language models, like ChatGPT, Claude, that sort of thing. They gave them structured prompts, specific instructions,
Yeah.
and the AI designed and built what they called a web-based ground control station, or WebGCS. Think of it as an intermediate brain.
Running where?
Right on the drone's own little computer, a Raspberry Pi 02W. It managed all the real-time stuff, mapping, telemetry data, mission planning while flying.
So, back to those Terminator vibes.
Yeah.
Even Burke himself kind of drew that parallel, didn't he? Calling it a first step towards self-programming machines.
He did, yeah. But he was also quick to add, very quick, that this is a cautious, controlled first step. No self-awareness, no world-conquering ambitions baked in.
But it makes you think, if this is cautious, given the speed, what does caution even look like down the road?
Exactly. And what's fascinating here, this isn't happening in a vacuum. It's part of this bigger trend towards generalizable autonomy,
Yeah.
meaning robots that can learn and adapt more broadly.
Good.
Think about a couple of other recent things. First, there was research out of the University of Geneva Linguistic Knowledge Transfer,
Okay.
an AI literally teaching a sister AI new skills using just natural language, like you or I would explain something.
Wow.
Second, MIT developed something called Neural Jacobian Fields, NJF. It's about physical self-awareness.
So the robot understands its own body.
Precisely. It learned its physical form and how its commands affect its movement using only a camera feed. No pre-programmed limb lengths or joint limits. It built its own internal body map.
That's pretty wild. And my personal favorite robot
Oh,
metabolism.
yes, Columbia University.
Huh,
That
I
was
was like,
clever. A simple tetrahedron robot that could physically absorb new parts.
yeah, it added like a walking stick to itself, right? And boosted its speed by over 66%. Robots physically adapting themselves.
It all starts to paint a picture of much more capable, adaptable machines. And naturally, that brings up some big questions.
Like the economic impact.
Exactly. You see figures like Goldman Sachs estimating maybe 300 million jobs globally could be affected by AI. But then the World Economic Forum predicts a net gain of 78 million jobs by 2030.
How does that work?
Well, they see about 170 million new roles emerging, even as 92 million are potentially displaced. But there's this other idea, the AI glass floor.
The glass floor.
Yeah, the worry that AI might automate all the entry-level kind of grunt work, which sounds efficient, but does that make it harder for people starting out? Does it change the whole career ladder?
That's a really interesting point. And then inevitably, the ethical side, things like lethal autonomous weapon systems, killer robots. It forces that incredibly difficult question. Should we ever let a machine decide to take a human life? And what about simple errors? If a self-programming robot causes harm, who's legally responsible? The AI, the original prompter.
It gets complicated fast, which is why you hear this strong push for proactive regulation. Burke himself talks about needing hard checks and boundaries for safety.
And wasn't it Elon Musk who warned that waiting to react will be too late?
That's the sentiment, yeah. The technology is moving so quickly.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, listening? It means AI isn't just helping anymore. It's starting to author the brains of robots and doing it incredibly fast. And it's part of this bigger picture machines becoming more aware, more adaptable, even teaching each other.
Right. That goes to Skynet idea is a powerful warning from fiction, sure. It reminds us of the risks. But, the future isn't written yet. It really depends on the choices we make now, the ethical lines we draw, how responsibly we develop this.
Which brings us to the final thought for you to consider. How do you think we, as a society, should strike that balance? Balancing this immense potential of self-programming AI against the absolute need for safety and ethical oversight. Where do we draw the line?